The audio track you're about to listen to was recorded at Life Streams Christian Church in South Perth, Western Australia. For more information, please visit our website at www.lifestreamcc.com.
Well, good morning, church. It is great to be back after a bit of a holiday through the month of January, and I trust that you have had some sort of a break or at least a change of pace over the last month, and you're ready and raring to go for term one. It's also my hope that you've enjoyed the B series. Who managed to get a little bit of the B series over January? Fantastic. It's our real hope that you did enjoy that series. And due to popular demand, our Big B, you know our Big B, the prop, we're going to make that available for hire. Because, you know, due to popular demand, people have said, well, you could hire it out for birthdays. So if you want to go with a B theme, or maybe your name starts with B. So Bob, where's Bob? Feel free, mate, to hire that. Bethany, I think Bethany, there might be a birthday coming up for you soon. So feel free to let us know and make use of the Big B. No, I'm only joking. Well, this morning's going to be a little bit different. This morning, as you might have already noticed, it's a little bit different. We're up early. And because today is Vision Communication Sunday. And it's our desire to communicate with you as a church a number of really important things, and also share with you our strategic focus for 2013. But before I get into vision and strategic focus, I thought it would be really important for you to meet the team this morning. And so I want to invite the staff up to come up right now. And I'm going to introduce each of the staff, and then they're going to introduce some of their team and share a little bit of their passion, share a little of their heart and vision for this year. So if the staff can come up, that would be fantastic. And if Dave, can you... No, we'll go down here. We'll stay down on... Why don't you put your hand together for this beautiful team? So I'm going to introduce the team leaders, and then the team leaders will introduce members of their team and then share a little bit of their passion and in their heart. So first of all, I'd like to introduce you, Mel. Mel Carruthers. This is Mel Carruthers, everybody. Mel is our worship and creative arts minister. And she's moved into the worship role, taking the baton from Daz, her husband, basically towards the end of last year, and is now this year launching in as our worship minister. So, Mel, you're 2 days a week. Why don't you share a little bit?
Yep. I'm really excited about the possibilities this year. Creatively, we've got a lot in store. So, and I think we just love to enhance our time of worship together and maybe leave you with little keys of things that you can take away with you, little prompts throughout the week. So creatively, we've got a lot going to happen this year, which is exciting. And on the worship side, it really is my prayer that this year we would all grow together in our deepening of worship, not just on a Sunday, but throughout our whole week. You know, worship isn't just about what we do through the music team and singing on a Sunday, but it's a life of worship. And throughout the year, last year, we were encouraging our worship teams to go deeper in courageous worship. And that's my prayer, that we as a church would be courageous worshippers this year and step out and go to places that God's calling us to that we haven't been before. And as it says in John, Jesus said, you know, the Father seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's my prayer, that together we can grow in spirit and in truth in our worship.
That's great, Mel. Thanks, Mel. Next person I'd like to introduce is Brett. Brett is our high school youth minister. And he's 2 days a week. Why don't you share a little bit, mate?
Yeah, so we're doing the high school ministry again this year, and I'm overseeing a team of about 15 to 20 really enthusiastic young leaders. And we've got a great team. We've had a good couple of meetings over the past couple of months, and looking forward to what we're going to be doing with the youth this year. Basically our heart is to reach out this year more than we have in the past and see more and more young people who are non-churched, who have never heard about Christ, hearing about him. And we have real passion to not only see that, but also see our youth that are currently in a relationship with Christ, to continue to grow in that relationship all the way through high school and beyond into young adults. So, we've actually renamed our high school ministry this year, and it's called Rise Youth. And the South Perth Youth is still the umbrella term for the whole youth ministry, which encapsulates our wildlife, trek and EVP as well, which are the high school programs in the term holidays, and also the younger programs. So we're really excited. It's going to be a bit of a fresh change, a few different things, but overall we're really looking forward to a good year.
Thanks, Brett. You pass to David Mack. He's our technical minister, technical director. Why don't you share some stuff?
All right, well, yeah. We sort of oversee support to, all the different ministry areas, so there's always a lot going on for me and, I guess the team now. We've got Bex now on board with us, and that's a really exciting fulfilment to, I guess, a dream we've had to have someone dedicated in the creative design area. So Bex's doing a great job already in the work she's doing. And you'll see, some changes around the building already today and even over the coming weeks. So there's the kids ministry rebranding. And so we're putting a lot of effort into the creative, I don't like the word promotions, but, the flyers and the brochures and our website and all sorts of the stuff, the way we communicate stuff to you. So we're really excited with how we can step that up this year and give a really consistent, jazzy-looking sort of stuff there. But also, in the technical side, we've got a few projects that we've been working on. One, anyone with kids will have noticed, we've got an electronic check-in. That's just sort of the tip of the iceberg for a whole database that we've implemented church-wide, so that's been a big project that's been done. But for this year, there's a few extra things. So we've got some signage, we've got website enhancements we're looking forward to. There's some audio-visual stuff to sort of work in tie-in with what Mel's doing in worship, some upgrades there, and just general media projects we're looking to sort of up the ante on how we use media and how it incorporates the message we're trying to get across. So. And that just is, we're here to serve all the other teams and youth and everyone else.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Now over to Dave Stanford and Julie Bond, our pastoral care community ministers.
Okay, I'll start. Part of my role is the whole developing of community within the church, and obviously that works with the New Friends Ministry. I introduced Malcolm Caldier last week, and we're looking at a changing of that name, but it just helps people connect into the church, and that's part of my role. The groups ministry is another part of the role that I do, just trying to help people get into groups and help new groups to form. Also, the men's ministry is another part of the ministry that I have. I work there with a number of different men. Brett Hughes is the guy that I've worked with over the last year or so, just in terms of overseeing it. Sean Barnes does a lot of ministry with the men at the shed. Tim Carter has just picked up a role overseeing the men's life groups. And Steve Gahardi has been someone that's been very helpful in terms of organising men's camps and four-wheel drive weekends and all that sort of stuff. So the men's ministry is tonking along there. I'm also a staff connector, I guess, for Isabel Gold with the beautiful ministry, which is a ministry aimed at the women. And she's sort of, we liaise a lot, and so that's part of my role there. But I also do a day a week with Churches of Christ in Western Australia, just in the support of pastors. And as Rod said, a lot of the pastoral care I do with Julie Bond. And I guess in all of that, our passion, or my passion, is that people would continue to connect with each other. They would connect with God. And really that developing of that love relationship with Jesus would just overflow in the way that we, love one another. So that's part of my passion. Julie, what do you want to share in terms of your role?
Well, David's role and my role are quite closely linked in many ways. And we connect each week and sort of plan the week and those that we will endeavour to make contact with. And with that, the shepherding elders that you will meet shortly, they're involved in all of that ministry as well. And then there are others on the team. We seek to serve you as our as our church, as far as phone calls and visits and meals and all of those aspects. And so there are quite a number of you involved in that, and I'd like to take this time now to say thank you for all of those that do help in that role. And just two words that came to me when Rod had come back from his break and he touched base with us all, he used the two words of people and service. And I just feel that very much the pastoral care role is serving people. And so I just want to thank you for giving me the privilege to have served in that way for a number of years and to continue to do that as well. And I look forward to the coming year. And so thank you. And the other aspect that I am involved in is what I just refer to as the foyer of a Sunday, where I'm involved with the door ministry people and the check-in people and any kind of bits and pieces on a Sunday.
It's good, Jules. I know you hate those things, so that was really good. You did good.
We don't see this is the only time you'll see Julia up here.
So one of the major things that Julie and David do is oversee the shepherding elders. And I'm just wondering, Dave, in a sentence, can you just describe the role of shepherding elder? And then we're going to invite our shepherding elders to come up, introduce them, and we're going to commission them and pray for them for this year of ministry.
It's really two words. It's prayer and care. And that's the major role of the shepherding elders, is to be available for prayer for people, and also to be available to care for people in the different areas that they're involved. So obviously our passion is that this church is more and more a church of mutual care and love for one another. So it's not a matter of saying, oh, well, David and Julie and the shepherding elders will cover all that. No, no, you care for one another. But the shepherding elders and us are there just to oversee some of that and obviously to practically do it as well. So you want them up? So if the shepherding elders can just come up, where would you like them? Just in the front here? Just line up in front of us. I think we've got about 20 this year. We've got, when they come up, I'll name them. One by one. Don't go too far back, guys. So I'll just... who we got? Oh, yeah, there's Russell and Petra Gornson there. Rye Beaver. Jerry and Craig Vanderpeer. Bob and Mandy Beaver. Ann Dawkins. Jeff Moore. Polly and Patrick Lee. Alex and Di Featherston. These guys are new for this year. Come on. Sue Romano has just come on new for this year. There's a shepherding elder. Rob Scatterbowl. Tim Bell. Leanne Tom has come on new for this year. Jackie Chu and Linda Taylor. We missing anyone? I don't think so. If we are, we're in trouble. But so this is the shepherding elders. Give them a hand.
So one thing I would like to do now is to pray and commission the shepherding elders. So church, you could stand as a way of saying, yep, we're going to agree with this prayer and we're going to continue to pray for our shepherding elders. And if our staff can lay a hand on somebody, that would be fantastic. So let's pray. Father God, as a disciple of Jesus, or as disciples of Jesus, we accept our commission from you to invest ourselves in the lives of others. Give these shepherding elders the power, the wisdom, the courage to boldly live the kingdom life in all the places of your choosing. May Jesus be seen in them and seen in their lives, and may they always and everywhere model the life of Christ with authenticity and great passion. Give them eyes to see the path of service you desire for them, and ears to hear the cry of the world's needs that you have equipped them to meet. Father, as your Son modeled for us what it means to be a servant by washing the feet of the disciples, may they exhibit a servant attitude in all they do. May you be their Lord, their light, their protector in the work you call them to. Grant them perseverance when tired, and they would not grow weary in doing well. We commission them, our shepherding elders, into your service, into your hands. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, shepherding elders. So as our shepherding elders are making their way back to their seat, Darren Crothers is going to share a bit.
Thanks, mate. Good morning. This year, we just want to see our C2C ministry grow, and I still oversee that. and to be able to see, I think what the Lord has given us is a great platform for ministry and mission right throughout Australia and overseas. And so we just want to see that develop. Be no secret, we want to see that grow in forms of new ministry and new relationships and so on. So we just have a great team leading that ministry. We want to see that grow, as I said. Also, Lifestreams Carawarra, we want to see that established. We want to see that grow also and see people coming to know Jesus as a result. And related to that, student ministry at Curtin University. It's no secret also that there's something beginning to emerge for us and to develop in terms of a church planting vision. Some of us are already dreaming of the next church plant and what's that going to look like. So we want to see a strategy unfold to that end and see what God's going to do. But the bottom line is that under core mission, which you see on the wall there, is that we want to see people engage in mission and to see people find and follow Jesus. Believe perhaps, or some believe that this is the year that we'll see an increase in terms of people finding Jesus and then following him. So we want to pray to that end. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. One of the other really exciting things about Darren's role this week we learnt was that he's been accepted as the Curtin University Church of Christ chaplain. So he's going to have a role there. Victoria, and be great for us to pray for him in that. So Victoria, our children's minister.
Well, we launched our new children's ministry today, so they checked in at Water's Edge and Discovery Cove, and that's really exciting. And it'll be really looking forward to this year to connecting with the families and making our children's ministry really useful to you as families in what we do on a Sunday, in speaking the same language as you guys at home. And that's it.
Fantastic. Thank you. And you'll continue to see some of the transforming things happening around the place over these next weeks. Now, Irene's got a big team that she oversees. So
I'm going to non-conform. I'm not good at conforming, so I'm going to walk around because I don't want to presume that you know who I'm talking about. You need to pray for me because I'm not very good at conforming. Well, I'll leave that one to you. This is Graham. You don't necessarily see all of my team up the front on a Sunday, so that's why I want to make sure you know who they are. This is Graham Faulkner, and there's pretty much nothing that he doesn't know how to do, how to fix, where it is, how it happens, and so on. So he's a huge asset to our team. He's our Minister Operations, and pretty much makes sure that the operations and general running of this church happens. So whether it be putting a screw in something or a financial problem, Graham's the man. So he's amazing on our team. And right alongside him, of course, is Jenny Faulkner, who's Graham's wife. And so they work together as a team, and you know how that can be when you're working with your wife or your husband sometimes. So by the grace of God, they're a great team. And Jenny's in one day a week primarily sorting out our money and our banking and our superannuation and our electronic payments and all that sort of stuff. Alongside of her is Sue Vorza. See, she always comes to work with a smile on her face. She just did it then. And she's in a couple of days a week, and she loves data input. Boy, do we love her. Because nobody else does very much. And so Sue makes sure all of our data is spot on and puts it in for us and does it with a smile. So that's Sue. And then we have to come up the other end. Isn't it great there's water on either end of the team supporting them? This is Eileen McKee. Step forward, Eileen, so they can see you. I'm putting her out of her comfort zone. She is the face of the office in the front line on reception and the voice that you hear on the phone. And because she's Eileen and I'm Irene, and on the phone that all sounds the same, we've got this little pack that we've got to both do a really good job because they're never sure who they're talking to. So it's got to be good, whoever it is. And Eileen is an absolute gem at multitasking because that is the most interrupted position in the whole office. Four lines are going, people are coming to reception, we're asking her stuff, there's deadlines to meet. She produces a community life every week. It's jumping out there all the time. People come and hang on her counter and have little conversations while she's trying to work, and she just does it with grace and a smile. So This is Eileen. Next to Eileen's Doug. Step forward, Doug, because they probably never see you. Okay. So Doug comes in one day a week and he looks after all our grounds. So when you see the lawns mowed and the car park clean and bins put out and everything like that, Doug does it. And do you know what? He works in a school doing something similar. And it's the first person ever in that role who got an award for doing his job as well as he does, you know, rather than a teacher or a... Yeah. He's an absolute breath of fresh air and we love him.
That's good.
Have I missed anyone?
I think you're good.
No. Arthur. Yeah. He's in the cafe. Arthur's on our team and I think you've all seen Arthur on a Sunday because he looks after the cafe one day a week and makes sure we get our coffee and the dishes get done and the stock gets ordered and all the rest of it. So, and Dave Mack and Beck link in with us as well. So our team's called Support Services and people say, what does that mean? What do they do? But basically we are supporting and serving not only you as a congregation, but all of our team. And so when I was thinking about, well, what's my kind of vision or passion, I bought this book at Christmas time called 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know, who I was going to give the book away. And I thought, maybe I should keep it. So I did. And a verse that I saw in there this morning was Romans 12:11 that says, do not lack diligence, be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord. And it said it's one of the biggest little verses in the Bible because it's a three-pronged injunction about doing the Lord's work each day. So attitude of diligence, fervour and servanthood. Diligence coming from the Greek meaning to do it with speed. When we support the team, that's what we need to do. Hastily, so eagerly, promptly and earnestly with zeal. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. So that's what we try to do as a support team. Ultimately, we want to be motivated by Jesus and we want to see people come to faith. But we've still got to operate as a team. We've still got to run a church. So we have to support our team really well. So that's what we do.
That's good. Good, Irene. Thank you. What a great team. We also have John. John's on our team, John Bond, and currently John is serving in Myanmar right at this moment. So he's our minister at large. Have you ever heard of a title like that? I think he likes it because it kind of means he can do whatever he wants. And so he's in Myanmar. It'd be great for us to continue to pray for him as he serves. And if I haven't had the privilege of meeting you yet, I'm actually Rod Tom and I'm the senior minister here. And that sounds really... That sounds really funny saying that. I've got some getting used to. I've been in the job for a month and 3.5 weeks I've been on holiday. So I reckon I'm doing a great job. Now, I'd love Sue Kiley. Sue's the chairperson of our servant leadership team. And I've asked her to very quickly introduce the servant leadership team. We did highlight them a fair bit towards the end of last year. But if you could introduce your team, a photo's going to come up of them. And then commission the staff, commission the church for a year of ministry. Thanks, Sue. I'd
love to do that. I don't know if any of the team are here this morning, but our team is up there on the screen. Both Rod and John, John's moved off the servant leadership team this year, but Rod is our staff as senior minister. He joins us on the servant leadership team. And you can see across the front there Richard Moore, who joined us this year, myself. John Ishmael, who I'm sure won't be here this morning because we need to remember him in prayer. He actually had some surgery on Friday, so please uplift John. He is a fantastic support on the team. We have Neville Rodiger. Irene Farmer takes the minutes for us and organises us all. It's fantastic to have her on the team. We have Darren up the back there, who comes in as a staff representative as well. I'm back on the right now. Clint Vorza. Rob Anson, Phil Porter, that's our team, servant leadership team. And we have a role in supporting Rod and the senior ministry team to discern what God's overall direction is for us as a church, and I'm sure we'll be hearing some more about that. But also just making sure that as an organisation that we follow all the right procedures, that we're open and honest, and we are, but just to have a corporate sort of governance role, and we seek to really come before the Lord every time we meet, seek His discernment and really support you guys as a church, but the team here to really do their work, and constantly in prayer. So I'd love to pray for you all as a team, and commission us as a church for what God has for us for this year. So are we going to stand?
Love everyone to stand, yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you first of all for the amazing blessing that you've given us through the wealth that we have in these people gathered here. Lord, I thank you for the way that you've taken so many people, and just particularly our ministry team, and given us gifts and grown us and given us opportunities to be the people that we are today. And Lord, we just want to, as a church, lay down our gifts and our abilities and our lives before you, so that we can be truly your bride this year, that we can listen to where you would have us go as a church, that we can understand the way forward. And Lord, I just want to pray that in every decision that we make, we will be making one that is in your will, and that we will be truly able to fulfill our mission to bring people to Christ, to find and follow Christ. Yeah. And Lord, that you would grow us all as missionaries wherever we are, that Lord, you would show us how we as a church and how we as individuals can bring Christ, can bring the light of the world into this community. Yeah. Lord, I just want to particularly pray for Rod and the team as they seek to, you know, really drill into what is your purposes for us this year. And I pray that you will guide them and lead them, give them peace and unity, and give them excitement and joy in everything they do. Yeah. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Sue. Well, just a short little clip there. I found that an extremely inspiring video about vision, about having a vision, and an answer to that question, what do you run for? And obviously, not everybody in the house runs. It's like a metaphor for life, running. And the truth is that if you don't have anything to run for, you probably won't run. And it's also the same in life. If we don't have a vision, or we don't set goals, we have nothing to aim for. And we have nothing to drive us for that preferred future. One of my favourite quotes is by Zig Ziglar. Many of you would have heard it. And it's this. It says, if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every single time. And you know what? This is also a principle in Scripture. If we look at the screen, this proverb, Proverbs 29, verse 18. In the Message, it says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed. And then in the TNIV, it says, where there is no revelation, where there's no vision from God, people cast off restraint. But blessed are those who heed wisdom's instruction. And you may have also, probably one of the most popular translations to that scripture is, that it goes like this, without vision, the people perish. Now, vision from God is extremely important. It's extremely important for us as individuals, but it's also extremely important for us as a church. And at LifeStreams, our overarching vision, and you'll see it here every single Sunday, every time you walk into this auditorium, and this is what we are ultimately aiming to be, and it's to be a Christ-centered community passionately committed to transforming our world. And our mission, well, our mission answers the question of how do we get there? Well, we believe we can get there by helping people find and follow Christ, or helping people find and follow Jesus. Now, each year we have a strategic focus, and this strategic focus guides us and helps us to know what we're actually running for, or what we are running towards as a church. And I'm wondering, does anybody remember our last strategic focus? Do you remember this? Self or spirit? That's all coming back, isn't it? Self or spirit. And that was our last strategic focus. And this morning I want to briefly share with you what our strategic focus for 2013 is going to be, and also some of the process in how we landed with what we've landed. So on Saturday, November 24 last year, this beautiful looking team, so made up of the servant leaders and some of the team leaders on our staff, we spent Sunday morning dreaming and praying about what God would have us run for this year as a church. And you know, this team's a very good looking team. It's also a very fun team. I love Sue in the front doing this sort of in the house kind of move, but they are a fun group of people. And you can see Julie in there kind of hiding behind Richard going, oh my goodness. So we asked God, what do you want us to do this year? And we prayed and we chatted and a number of things started to emerge. Things like making sure that we need to keep church simple, making sure that we need to keep our life together simple, our structures, our programming. We don't want to burn people out. We also felt God saying, simply preach the gospel, simply preach the truth in the Word of God. And we're really committed to doing that this year, and not that we haven't been at all. The next thing is he spoke to us about the importance of leadership development. And every area of ministry, we need to be continually developing leaders. He also said that mission needs to be a catalyst for everything we do. We need to make a difference in our community and in our world and in our streets and in our schools and in our universities. So mission needs to be a catalyst for everything that we do. And one of the other very interesting things that came out was the real need for a young adults leader, a young adults pastor. And that's something that we would encourage you to join with us and pray about as we move into this year. And, you know, there was also a real strong sense that we need to keep building upon some of the fantastic things that came out of last year. And if you've been with us over last year, you would have sat in a series that John predominantly preached called The Passionate Disciple. And we felt there were some incredible things came out of that series, and we want to continue to build on some of that. So after a lot of prayer, after a lot of discussion, we decided that our strategic focus for 2013 will be this. It will be love, pray, live like Christ. Very simple. Very simple, and also, I believe, very inspiring. Something that we are going to be running towards together as a church. So, what are we going to do with this strategic theme? Just so that you know, these are some of the plans that we have in place. Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to spend some time unpacking the strategic theme. Next week, I'm going to look at love. Then I believe Daz is going to be doing prayer, looking at pray like Christ. And then David will look at live like Jesus. So over those next 3 weeks, we're going to have some fun together unpacking and preaching on the strategic thing. We are also very committed, and we will endeavour to provide small group questions. So on a Monday afternoon, you're going to be able to go to the website, download a small group discussion question, and hopefully that'll lead your times together when you meet in your small group, your home group, your life group. And the reason why we're committed to that is because we want what happens here on a Sunday, what God says to us here on a Sunday, to permeate our weeks, to go into our weeks. So we don't just walk out and go, oh, love like Christ, oh, that's cool, and don't do anything about it. We really want it to be embedded into our weeks. We also, and I believe our ushers are going to hand out, we've created a remember card. And much like our bookmark last year, but a remember card that you could put somewhere that will help you to remember our strategic theme for 2013. So if you look at it really closely, this has been designed by Beck and Mel. Fantastic idea, just a concept of a Polaroid, an old school Polaroid. So put that somewhere, and I pray that it reminds you of our strategic theme throughout the year. Remind us what we're running for. So thanks, ushers, for handing them out. Also want to let you know that in the past we've kind of been running on a fiscal year, and we've moved it to a calendar year, so all our programming, all of our action plans, all of our budgeting is now going to be aligned to a calendar year. And so one of the great things about having a strategic focus for the year is that each of our ministry teams can grab our strategic focus and make sure that they incorporate it in their planning and their programming and their budgeting for the year. The other thing that I think is really cool that we've decided to do is that we've felt led to preach the Gospel of John for the entire year. So we're going to spend time just walking together as a church through the whole of the book of John. Now, you might think, well, why the book of John? Well, commentators say that the Gospel of John was written for Gentile Christians who were already acquired a basic knowledge of life and works of Jesus, but who needed further confirmation of their faith. And so we sense that that seemed to fit for us. And we believe that preaching through it will help us to keep focused on Christ throughout the year, and will also very much embed our strategic focus of love, live, or love, pray, live like Christ. So we're going to be preaching through the Gospel of John. And then the next thing is that we are extremely, extremely keen for you to join us, for you to join the leadership team as we run towards our strategic focus. You need to know, yes, we got our staff up, we got our servant leaders up, our shepherding elders, and you might be sitting there thinking, us and them, well, we didn't want to do that because of that this morning. We didn't want that to be the feeling. Because the reality is everyone in this room is a part of the team. You are an integral part of the team. And one of our core values as a church is that every Christ follower is actively involved in ministry. And the core value just actually reads like this. It says, we see a church of people who reflect the life of Christ as they love and serve the church, the community, the world, especially the poor and the marginalized. You are an integral part of the team. And without you playing your part in serving the church, in serving each other, in serving the community, in serving the kids, in serving wherever God wants you to serve, the job is just not, we're not going to get the job done. We need to do it together as a team. And we want to invite you to be a part of the team. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says this, verses 25 and 26 in the Message. The way God designed our bodies is a model for understanding our lives together as a church. Every part dependent on every other part. The parts we mention, the parts we don't, the parts we see, and the parts we don't. If one part hurts, every other part is involved in the hurt and in the healing. If one part flourishes, every other part enters into the exuberance. We want to encourage you to be a part of the team. So can I ask you a question? What part will you play? What part will you play in 2013 as we run towards our strategic focus? We need to do this together. It's so important that we do it together. Now, we've also developed this brochure. You may have seen this brochure around. It's in your community life that you've received this morning. If you haven't decided about which part you're going to play this year, can I encourage you to grab hold of this week and just pray over it. God, where would you have me involved this year? Where would you have me involved in running towards, together with the church, towards that strategic focus? And all you need to do is fill it in, get it to one of the staff, one of the leaders, and we will meet with you, and we will together discern with you what your best place is in serving in the life of the church. So grab a hold of that and prayerfully consider your involvement in the team this year. And finally, we need to pray. We need to pray that we live out and we embody this strategic focus. We need to embody love, pray, and live like Christ. We can't do this in our own strength. We need the Spirit of God helping us to live this out. And I wanted to just direct you to our notes this morning, which is, again, in our community life. And during the week, I threw an email around to our staff and just said, hey, give me one or two big strategic prayer things that you would like the church to be praying for throughout the year. And that's what we've done. We've provided that. And it's my hope that that's something that can fit in your Bible or your journal And as you're spending time with Jesus and you think, well, what can I be praying for, that you'd whip that out and that you'd be praying into these big ticket things for 2013. I'd love you to join with us as we do that. So that's it. Love, pray, live like Christ. Wondering whether I could pray right now. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, there's this great verse, inspiring verse, that says this. It says, because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead, we pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what he's calling you to be. Pray that he will fill your good ideas and your acts of faith with his own spirit so that it all amounts to something. If your life honors the name of Jesus, he will honor you. God, I thank you for this church. And God, I want to thank you for the potential of this year. And I pray that you would empower us by your spirit to love, to pray, and to live like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, church.